Blog Talk Radio.
All right, boys and girls, gather round. Story time. Check this out. I said, I wish you'd just give it a try. You never done it, how you know what you don't like? She said, am I not enough for you? Is that why? I said, no, I just think it would be sexy and kind of fly. She said, well, I don't. I said, well, if I let you pick the girl, would that make a difference? She said, that don't matter, cause I just don't think I'm cool with a threesome. What? Come on. Are you tripping? I said, you acting funny and I don't even know why.
I don't know why.
Cause you can't tell me that you don't like girls, don't lie.
Girl, don't lie.
She said, I can't appreciate a pretty face, a nice backside. But just cause I might find a girl sexy, that does not make me bi. I said, yes it does,
yep.
She said, nigga, you just wish I was. I said, why you frontin'? Just embrace who you really are, and you just might enjoy a threesome.
You never know. Got to open up your mind. You only live once, you know what I'm talking about? Nah, but for real though, you never thought about it? Never. Alright.
She said, what if I said I wanna bring in another guy?
What?
I just gave her a look like you done lost your day.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your host, Isimaj Alze. I have my co-host on the line, Ron, Medisa, Keisha Taylor, and Dre.
Everybody's here today. What? In
all time. You got a full motherfucking cookie house.
Oh, cookie now. Everybody that's, showed that's up and everybody got time. Look at that.
That's why
look
the
at,
United States
doing
is under, that's why the United States is under ice right now.
That's here, why bro. Bitcoin is up.
Not Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, not Bitcoin.
Not Bitcoin.
She said Bitcoin. Yep, we're here.
He said Bitcoin.
We drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate ass things. Yeah, we're here.
Some
today
of us may smoke.
Some of us, yeah. Some of the people here smoke, while others we just drink. Yeah, we just drank and shit. And today it feels like I'm gonna drink and shit. That's why. Yo, I've had the longest fucking day. Sorry. And this is why we're talking stupid humans today. That's why we're talking stupid humans, because I have had my shit of stupid humans over the course of the last week, and I'm so sick of humans, and I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm more for tired of humans. Y'all just don't understand. People have lost, I think their brains have froze over with the United States.
Oh yeah.
They stupid. They stupid out here. I say that to say this. Y'all, I had a half to try to smoke an e-cigarette on my plane today.
You lying.
Why? God. Dumb. Stupid human. Hey, stupid human trick. Yeah.
How did she get it on the plane? Like, how did she get it through baggage claim? Like, what?
No, you can have e-cigarettes. Like, you can have those. But you can't,
oh,
they can be in your bag up under the plane. You can have them.
Got it. Oh, okay. You can have
but
them on your carry-on or whatever. Okay.
Common sense tells you, you can't smoke on the plane. The signs on the plane say you can't smoke on the plane. Why that
yeah
can also tell you that you can't smoke on the plane is a whole other story. So, you know, first of all,
yeah,
every flight that I was on today was delayed. because I had to go to Philadelphia. It's clearly fucking snowing in Philadelphia. Okay? It's snowing in Maine. It's snowing in Buffalo. Everywhere I went today had snow. Down south me quick because I'm sick of this shit. And so we're pushing back. Well, no, we're sitting at the gate because Philly's pushback system is trash. So it took us an hour to just get pushed back just to get to the icing. So I had to break out the onboard delay cookies, which means paperwork, and I still gotta take a picture of my paperwork. So this lady comes bolting up the aisle. She was like, and I'm sitting in my jump seat, and she's like, "Hey, I got a question." "Sure, lady. What's your question?" She's like, "Can you smoke e-cigarettes on the plane?" I said, "No, you cannot." She was like, "Well, this girl over here." And so I said, "Thank you. I'll be right back." I get up. I go. I say, "Ma'am, what you doing?" "Oh, nothing." "Ma'am, why don't you have your mask on?" "Oh, well, I was getting ready to eat."
Because she busy smoking the e-cigarette on the plane.
Listen,
she busy.
Listen. "Ma'am, what's that? Ma'am, what's that in your hand?" "Oh, this is my e-cigarette." "Ma'am, are you smoking that?" "Oh, no. Put it in your purse. Put it in your purse. I don't want to see it again. If I see it again, you're going to put your ass on the plane."
Wait. Does nobody go say nothing about this snitch ass motherfucking air traveler? We just gonna skip over this snitch bitch who walked up to the authorities and was like, "Excuse me, I'm curious, is it legal for someone to smoke on airline?" Like,
she
bitch,
was a
you
Karen.
Know
it. She was a Karen.
You snitch ass
she
bitch.
She was a Karen. She was a Karen.
Right.
No,
she's
she
air
wasn't.
Karen.
No, she wasn't. She was one of us. And matter of fact, she was telling on the Karen. Don't get it twisted. I'm doing.
Oh, damn.
Well, she got it. All right, okay, no problem.
And you know what? I knew that was the dynamic just by the way she came up on the, "So, let me ask you." You know what I mean? Like.
She said it in a quiet, let me ask you something.
Right. She knew the answer to the question before she fucking said something. See, a white woman would have been like, excuse me. There's someone back there in 18B. And they're back there smoking. That's what a white person would have said. Know what I mean? So I knew it was a sister when she came and said, "Let me ask you a question." She's trying to be diplomatic, trying to say something without saying something. Still a snitch ass bitch though.
And
y'all just go skip over
that.
And
not only that,
she probably got
on her damn nerves because you know we don't tell shit right away. If you get on our nerves, that's what we'll tell.
She probably had been back there watching and was like, "What is she doing?" And she may have said something to her and she didn't, you know, she probably was like, "This is not your airplane." You know what I'm saying? She probably said some smart shit back to her. She tried to bold face.
That's exactly how she worked.
You're mad it's not a Newport, right, nigga? You know, black people always smoke Newport and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? So she had E-Winston or E-Marlboro or some shit.
My grandma and my papa both from Newport in the box 100.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's your grandma and your papa was niggas.
And I love them too. They was a serious folks. They were black. I just love them too.
You could tell my aunt had identity problems, you know what I'm saying? And she was going to be a handful when she was smoking Benson and Hedges menthol. Like, who the fuck smokes that shit?
Excuse me. What you not going to do? What you not going to do is talk about Benson and Hedges, okay? Because my mama used to smoke Okay, you not going to talk about that. Okay, that do not.
We used to call them. Your mama was a piece of work. I'm almost sure of it.
Bitches and hoes. We used to call them bitches and hoes back in the day.
She was
a piece of work. She was something.
You know what I'm saying? Bitches and hoes, probably sipping on Easy Jesus.
Oh, no. My mama was a whole Bacardi lady. She used to have a jug, not the bottle, the shit with the handle.
Oh,
that's how she used to get that. Yeah, she was just up there.
Be like that sometimes.
Yeah. And so, I've encountered stupid humans. The other set of stupid humans that I've encountered are the stupid humans who think they got to be first to get off the plane because they got a connection. Guess what? Guess what? You're not going
to
get there no quicker.
They fucking do have to be first. You know how far it is from their gate to their next gate?
Yep, I sure do. And guess what? You ain't going to get there no quicker. Because in Philly, if you're in F terminal, you got to take a shuttle to the B terminal. You ain't going to get there no quicker.
Sure enough, the hell ain't.
But they don't know that shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't know that shit.
And you better hope and pray. And you better hope and pray that one of them, you got Mr. Oldest driving. Because if it ain't Mr. Oldest driving, guess what? It's going to take you even longer. Because you're going to have somebody going 2 miles an hour. Okay?
See, it all depends on what time it is. Because Mr. Oldest is only fast after lunch. Before lunch, Mr. Oldest is slow than motherfucker.
And it's snowing outside.
Exactly.
No, we're not going to get that.
See,
quicker.
Those are
we're
stupid humans
quicker,
I thought you was going to talk about. These motherfuckers driving in
what?
The snow. Because these niggas is idiots.
Yo, so we're going to talk about them, too. We're going to talk about them, too. Because I haven't, everywhere I've been, I haven't had to drive. We rely on shuttle services and van services. So I don't have to drive in this shit. But these motherfuckers out here in this world be out here speeding like they Jeff Gordon or somebody at the Daytona 500 down the icy ass road.
For no reason.
Hell, no reason. Hell, I'm even leery with the plane going too fast on the runway.
All right, can I keep it 100% real with y'all?
Oh, Lord, because you're one of them niggas, ain't you? You one of them people?
No, no, it's a total sideball.
Oh, okay.
Total sideball. This is a PSA. So if you ever take some I have CBD cream, right, in my house, and I just rub some on my back with my left hand, right? So I rubbed it on my back with my left hand, and then I took the phone and put it in my left hand and started to talk. And when you have your CBD hand next to your eyes, nigga.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
This shit starts tingling and you start seeing fucking triple. So this is a PSA. Don't be a dick like me and do that, people, because that shit burns. Ooh, this shit is hot, nigga. I play about how to have to switch hands, all kind of shit. Oh, motherfucker's cornea is radiating.
Thank you so much for that PSA, Ron, because that was something I did not know, and I'm glad I know now. Thank you very much for that information.
Yeah, that CBD cream near your orifices.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Please continue.
Nigga, is you Jeff Gordon out here in these streets?
Who, me? Jeff Gordon?
Yeah, you.
No.
Yeah, Jeff.
No, dude. Niggas be mad at me. Oh, no. So in my personal vehicle, I'm sometimes may go a little faster to get around somebody, but only in safe positions. For the most part, I just stay in my lane. But in my work vehicle, nigga, I'm 35 mile per hour Charlie.
Not 35.
I'm
not 35. He said not with my motherfucking money. No, sir. Nope. You gonna get all
not.
Of it. You nope.
I put the beacons on, the lights be fucking ling 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 ling. You know what I'm saying? Going around and shit looking all yellowish. Nah, nigga, 35 miles an hour, go around me. Matter of fact, this fucking auto Karen the other day went around me and almost hit fucking Magdalena. So this lady, she's walking down the street and she comes out. And when she comes out, she stops. So I see her stop. I notice I got a big vehicle. I'm like, nah, she's not going to keep going, but it's not safe for her to stand where she's standing with my truck coming past. So I stop and let her go across. So as I stop and let her go across, the dick behind me is mad and want to swerve out around me and go past me. Here go fucking Magdalena. Mm. She can't see past my big-ass truck. So she start walking, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, uh-oh, this is not going to turn out good. And fucking brakes, you know what I'm saying? Because they see fucking Conchita, whoever the fuck her name was.
Well, you
and I'm like, yo.
Change her name one more time. Change her name one more time. That looks good.
No, it was, ooh, I mean, come on. You can't be hitting Esperanza out here on the street.
You
gotta make sure.
He changed it again. Magdalena Esperanza Conchita Rodriguez.
Chi. Conchita. Chi.
Conchita. Conchita.
Not Chi. Right, not Chi.
Conchita. Conchita.
Yeah, that's a different
Rodriguez.
Bitch. Conchita is a cousin. It's a different bitch.
Oh, damn. This nigga here.
Dear goodness gracious.
What
yeah, think, keep your left hand with the CBD away from your eyes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Please don't get into involved.
Now, Ron, I got a question about the CBD, like the cream and stuff.
That's your work.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Okay.
So, as we all know, I've had my knees reconstructed, bad knees. So when I go play ball, I put this shit on before. Last time I went and played ball, I put it on beforehand. I was good afterwards. I was like, yo, this is my new regimen right here. It definitely works.
Okay.
My man used some of it. My people used it. No, I'm saying, yeah, it done been around the house. Daughter done use it. Yeah, it's definitely the shit.
Okay. I'll find out later which one you got. We'll talk later.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Listen, don't be mad at us because you got fucking drug addicts on your plane. She can't wait to get her fucking fix.
Listen. I don't know what the hell these white people be doing. They just stupid. I was talking about, like, I'll be sitting there, like, even when I'm just on a plane and I'm not working the flight, I'm trying to get to the flight to work it or whatever, and I'd be like, y'all some fucking idiots. Why are you standing on this furniture? Like, why are you standing on a chair to put your shit in the overhead?
And the same chair that you, but wait a minute. In the same chair you about to sit in. So whatever's on the bottom of your shoe is now on the bottom of your
pants.
It's on your ass.
It's not my chair. There's other bitch that ain't get here yet. She shouldn't have been late.
No. It was hers.
Oh.
See?
Because I was already in my seat. And see, the way that things work for us when we're trying to get to places, we usually get first class and we get a seat by ourselves. So I'm sitting here looking at her like, what are you doing? And the black lady that's sitting in the seat behind her is looking at her like, what are you doing? And I looked at the black lady. We just looked at each other like, what the fuck is she doing? Like, who raised you, wolf?
Did you call her a wolf?
Yes.
She sure the fuck did.
She sure the fuck did.
She called her a wolf. That's exactly what she
did. She have whiskers?
What she had, but the bitch was not raised by you. Girl, fuck. What the fuck?
I'm dead.
Who raised you people? Golly. And I swear, I was like, yo.
Sometimes you gotta ask that.
Like, who raised you? That's a nice topic. Who raised you? Who raised you, wolves? Because clearly no human with no sense, with good common sense, raised you. Not one. You come from a long line of wolves.
Now, hold on. Let's keep this in perspective.
What?
All right. to keep this in perspective, sometimes, you know, when you are in new positions, you start acting a little extra. You know what I mean? So maybe this is her first time in first class. She's going on, you know what I mean, out the country, first time on a plane. She might be short. You know, you short than a motherfucker, too. I know you need assistance to get your shit in the overhead.
But I'm not standing on nobody's furniture.
That's not true. See?
I'm not standing on no furniture to do it. My mama raised me, brother. I wasn't raised by a pack of wild wolves.
She's still calling me a wolf.
A wild wolf.
A wild wolf at that. As if there's a difference, as if there's domesticated wolves. Okay.
Domesticated wolves.
All the wolves are wild because it's a wild animal. There's no domesticated ones, Frank.
There's a difference, though, because you could be, you know what I'm saying, one of them wolves that huff and puff the house down, you know what I'm saying, or you could be one of them motherfuckers in the gray that hunted Sean, you know what I'm saying, Liam Neeson. You know what I mean? It's different kind of wolves. I'm just saying, it's different kinds of wolves.
Okay, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to on your way to grandma's house, wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Or she could just be raised by hyenas, too.
Hyenas. So since you brought up other animals, I wasn't going to do it, but fuck it, I'm being a troublemaker. There's one way to tell what animal she was or wasn't. Give a picture to Dre. We'll be able to find out if she's a possum.
Oh, goddamn. Oh!
We'll be able to tell. The possum whisperer.
Oh, man.
I got tears in my eyes. Dre, I laugh. He'll make it fresh.
That should tickle me.
They're like, I ain't come back for this bullshit.
Y'all better leave Dre alone. This is show. It's the first show since he came back from the COVID party. Y'all know. Y'all better leave him alone.
Right.
The COVID party.
Right. The COVID party.
No,
wait, y'all want to hear some bullshit? So yesterday, I thought I caught COVID in the back of the supermarket.
But you thought you caught? Yeah. Wait a minute, time out. You thought you caught COVID in the back of the supermarket?
Not only did I think I caught COVID in the back of the supermarket, but I thought I caught the real extreme kind because I got sick instantly. I was like, wait, this shit happened too fast. This is the extra strength COVID. Yo, I didn't know what the fuck was
COVID.
Over me.
The extra strength COVID, that's what you said.
Wow, I didn't know there was an extra strength COVID. Wow, learn something
every
day.
There obviously isn't, you know what I'm saying, because I'm fine. But
you
know what I'm saying, it was like
you
a 26 minutes.
So where'd you get that?
No, it's another strand.
It's another strand.
So it's like two different. It's two different strands. It's one from the UK and then it's the African one that's going around.
Oh, so you
nigga,
got
I had the fucking Brooklyn COVID. I thought I didn't know what the fuck it was.
You had the Brooklyn.
Yo,
the Brooklyn.
I got
you. The Brooklyn COVID.
So we get out the car, going to the supermarket. Everything is Gucci. Go up the aisles, you know what I'm saying? Get the first few things, everything is Gucci. Get to the back of the supermarket, all of a sudden, my stomach got so tight. I'm like, wait, there is no shit this big in me. Something else got to be wrong. I'm hot than a motherfucker. All right, you know what? Wait a minute. Wait, I'm about to pass out. I'm bent over.
Oh, my God.
So we about to walk to the supermarket. And I'm like, no, you go. I mean, about to the cash register. I'm like, no, you go. I got to go to the bathroom. So I go back to the bathroom. And this goes to that other shit I was asking you and Miles, you and Shamora, like, yo, the fucking women's bathrooms are the worst in the world. I don't understand how women are so fucking nasty. So anyway, I go to the men's bathroom. Shit is just fine. No fucking, no dirt anywhere. Y'all women, I see pubic hairs. Why the fuck women got pubic hairs on the toilet? That shit is disgusting. Get your pussy out. Anyway.
That's why he was talking about nasty bathrooms the other day. Okay. I said, like, what made him talk about nasty bathrooms? Never mind. I know now.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. So yesterday I go, boom. So the toilet takes a little shit. Oh, all right. You know, in the back of the food line. All right. Get it out of you real quick. Open up my jacket, get some air. You know what I'm saying? Put my mask down. I'm like, all right. I don't got the extra strength for COVID. All right. Maybe it was just a shit.
He said, I don't have the extra strength for COVID.
Get out, walk back, leave out the bathroom, and I'm feeling good. I get to the back aisle again. I start feeling bad again. I'm like, yo, this back aisle is fucking killing me. So I get out the back aisle, go pay for the food, whatever, get outside, fresh air, feeling good. I'm like, all right, this is great. Whew, I don't got the extra shrimp cold. I was just bugging. What could it have been? Was it the weed? Was it, you know what I'm saying? Couldn't have been. It ain't that weed, you know what I'm saying? Was it the mask I have on? I had a different mask. I'm saying I was breathing or something. That could have been. I don't know what it was. Anyway, long story short, I almost died in the back of the motherfucking food line. I thought I had the extra shrimp COVID, but I didn't. I'm sorry. Wasting your time with the extra shrimp COVID story.
Extra shrimp COVID. Did you go get tested for it?
Fucking, I can smell and taste. I ain't gotta go get tested. I got tested before.
Nigga,
that
ain't the only symptoms. That ain't the only symptoms that you have. You sound like this. Okay, that's the
you
say
all
right, Brian.
Now you out here sounding like the big dummies we talking about now.
That's not the only
symptoms. Smell and taste. What the fuck?
That don't need listen. Well, I was talking to one of the pilots. He was telling us about how he was experiencing COVID symptoms or whatever. He said it hit him so quick. He was eating dinner, in the middle of dinner, eating, and he lost his taste.
I still got my taste. See,
No. But it, you know, but you got chills. You got a fever. Mm-hmm. You got the boo boo. Guess what? Symptoms. It ain't necessarily your taste and your smell first. Mm-hmm. You better go get tested.
What the fuck? You sound like a vaccine advocate.
I'm telling you to just go get tested. Nigga, I'm in this shit every single fucking day. With these.
All right, you raise your voice because
I said
one little sentence that questioned you.
I need you to
understand. Calm the fuck down.
That I am around these nasty ass fucking stupid humans all day long. They won't even take the hand sanitizing wipes that we give them. You nasty. You need your ass beat. You need to go get tested for the COVID.
Well, one, you know what I'm saying? I've been tested multiple times. I'm not going again. Not having that shit stuck up my nose again. That shit is fucking annoying. All right? How about that?
It don't even hurt.
Nigga,
don't
did
hurt.
I say it's painful? I said it's annoying. Nigga, I know what the fuck I said.
Get your nose swabbed.
And that ain't got nothing to do with what I asked you. I said, you sound like a vaccine advocate. You never addressed that. You got all loud and boisterous, but you ain't never addressed that, nigga.
Listen.
That damn COVID test does hurt.
No,
I had three of them bitches. That shit, no. That motherfucking shit. The ones I got hurt. My motherfucking nose bled. No.
You got a soft nose?
No, that shit hurt.
Shut up with my man.
Shut up.
No, Medisa, go ahead with what you were saying.
I was saying for me.
I don't know
how
the nigga go say it made my nose bleed. She go like, no. How the fuck you go tell her nose ain't bleed? Who the fuck is you? You ain't her
nose,
nigga.
I got a nose bleed.
I got a fucking nosebleed from that shit. It hurt. That shit hurt. That motherfucker was in my brain. I was like, what the fuck? Is this the only way that we can do this? But, you know.
All right, now we know you ain't got no brain, so now we know you lying. No,
oh, dear God.
Oh, dear goodness.
Oh, and you can kiss my entire black ass.
And the thing that you wrote in.
Mom, shut up.
Why did you shut up?
Why do you know?
Hot girlfriend.
No, don't hot girlfriend me, nigga. Kiss my entire ass. How about that?
Oh, Lord.
What's all that for?
I'm just telling you. That is it. You want me to put in a snap? I'm going to snap back. Shit. How about that?
Lord. No, let's talk about these stupid humans in these supermarkets, okay? So I need these humans to understand that if you're going to be trapped in a house for a couple of days due to weather, or you want to come out and go to the store, you should probably get essentials. You know, water, maybe, you know, paper towels, toilet tissue, food, chicken, if that's what you eat, beef, fish, you know, vegetables and fruits. And nobody, I don't think, like, two carts of crab legs is going to help you in this weather. Like, maybe about an hour ago, it stopped snowing in Jersey. Been snowing on and off for 2 days. These people are in the supermarket buying a bunch of bullshit. I seen a lady with two carts. One cart was filled with soda, and the other cart was filled with noodles.
Just diabetes waiting to happen.
Sugar.
Nigga said one was diabetes and one was high blood pressure. I'm done.
She making soda noodles.
She making little baby felons. What the fuck she making? All the fuck.
Exactly. Like, so you didn't go past, you didn't get none of the chicken, you didn't get no fish, you didn't get, like, water, you didn't get none of that. Your ass got soda.
She ain't gonna got no water.
And noodles.
What kind of soda she get?
Oh, okay. We have like the five, the 2 liters. It's like five for like $5 or something like that.
She had a whole
bunch of them in the cart.
She got 10 of them bitches. She got 10 of them bitches. She got 10.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then she probably got the ramen noodles. That's a dollar. You get, you know, you get 10 for a dollar. Some shit. Some bullshit, whatever that is.
I said, so y'all just going to be in the house for days at a time with Pepsi.
Noodles and soda.
And noodles. You're not even going to get a piece of chicken, a piece of fish, a lamb, pork, turkey.
She already got that. All that shit's already in the house. She good with that, son. She got that.
Yeah. I hope so. I actually hope so. And then you got the other paranoid people. It's snowing. Like, you're going to be in the house for a couple of days. Nobody said that you should empty the shelf of the toilet paper. Like, I get why. Because now you're stuck in the house, so you have to eat your own cooking. And you never done that before, because usually you just order Uber Eats and shit like that. So now you got to eat your own cooking. So now you realize
you can't cook,
and it's fucking up your stomach. So I got that part, but it's just like, so you
see,
just
you know
going
what?
By,
you know
oh.
What? I think that's slightly off. Because you always knew if you could cook or not. But now you found out that bitch can't cook. Now you find out that this nigga ain't worth nothing but his dick. You know what I'm saying? You start realizing some shit about the person you with now. You know what I'm saying? Like, she can't cook. He can't cook. God damn, I said nigga to cook some mac and cheese. This nigga went to the box. Who the fuck even buys box
mac and
cheese?
He went to the grocery store and got some motherfucking crap. Who does that? Nasty shit. Does that? Take that shit from scratch, bitch. Get in the kitchen.
I'm sorry. I have a real personal issue. I have a real personal issue with Velveeta.
Don't do it.
Okay. Why? Okay, so you go in the supermarket, right? Everybody know the cheese is usually cold, right? Cheese products are usually cold. Why is Velveeta blocked? Okay. Always some miscellaneous place where it's warm. It ain't never cold. Why is this stuff never cold if it's supposed to be cheese?
That's because somebody
or a cheese
put
product.
It over there like a dummy. Because at the food line, you find it in the refrigerator section. So I don't know what's wrong with your grocery store. But somebody put it in the wrong
place. No. Up here, it's usually on some end cap somewhere. And it's usually next to the... What is that? In the spaghetti aisle with the
parmesan.
Ours is like that too. I don't know why.
Yeah,
ours is like that too.
I don't know
right.
the fuck she's talking about. Her shit's in the
like
fucking
that?
Refrigerator.
Because whoever put it out there, you know why? Whoever put it out there was raised by wolves.
I can't. Now, why is everybody raised by wolves and hyenas and shit? What's going on with this?
This nigga.
I cannot.
Because it's just uncivilized. Who does that? It's a dairy product. It goes into the refrigerator.
First of all, it is not a dairy product. It is a fake fucking food product. All right?
It's
not
cheese.
Dairy, nigga.
It's cheese. It's got milk in it. How you make
cheese? That shit ain't got no milk in it, nigga. It ain't got no milk in it.
Kind of cheese. Ew.
Yo. I just don't understand Velveeta. Like So you just gonna put the whole box of this paste in your macaroni and cheese? Cause that's what it looked like. It looked like paste to me.
Like another dairy food that they don't have in the refrigerator aisle is Alfredo sauce.
That's on the aisle with the Ruckus sauce. With the tomato sauce.
Exactly. I would think Alfredo needs to be refrigerated. It has cream in it.
Why?
I would think.
Why people keep saying, check your EBT cola? Sorry. I was reading something. But I don't know. They was raised by wolves.
Nigga, you got a thing against wolves? What's wrong with wolves,
honey? They're uncivilized.
Okay.
They're wild.
Yeah, you got a point. But well made. They are.
So what do you say about, you see a bunch of badass kids running through the thing. Who you think raised them? Pack of wild wolves.
Yep. You know what you sound like, right?
I don't care. Old person, I don't care.
Nigga didn't say, no, I don't know. She said, I don't care. I don't really give a fuck what I sound like. That's how I feel. I'm going to keep feeling that way, nigga. All right, I get it.
She said what she said, period.
Period. I get it. My bad. I apologize.
Period.
I'm going to shut up for like at least another 8 minutes right now, technically.
What you want me to say? They were raised by a pack of wild rabbits? What? What do you want me to say?
They're
raised by wolves. Yeah.
Did you say wild rabbits? Not wild rabbits.
When you would be running around with your friend, what would your mom say? Stop running around here like a pack of wolves. You know? Just running around loose.
No. I think that might be a country thing. My mama never said that to me.
You might be. Because, you know, we country. I'm country. My grandma was like, you acting like wolves.
That's certainly a country thing. It's okay. It's okay, friend.
It's all right. It's all right. I'm country. I ain't gonna act like I ain't shit. Damn it. I'm country. As hell.
Nigga just said four words and one word. I ain't. What acting like I ain't, nigga? Was there a space in there anywhere?
Huh? I did. Whatever.
I apologize. I'm supposed to be quiet. My bad. I shouldn't say nothing.
You act like you ain't never been around country before. Listen.
Now can we get to this big dummy?
Uh-oh.
This girl
that?
With this gorilla glue. Girl.
She dumb. She dumb. She's stupid.
What she trying? She trying to be in Hollywood, bitch. If you don't sit your dumb ass down somewhere, Hollywood is not the place for you.
What?
We laughing at you, bitch.
I need to understand what made her think that she could use Gorilla Glue on her hair and it not. Oh my God. Like, I don't understand that. Like,
So, if you're not stupid, right, you're not going to understand the level of stupid that she is on.
Oh, because
God.
Now, from the very beginning, I was like, wait, what? Because I've never used Gorilla Snot in my hair. I've never used Got to Be Glued. I've never used it in my hair.
I was unfamiliar with
these products.
So I've never used Gorilla Snot because I'm like, I don't want to use anything that fucking says snot. I'm okay with that. But Got to Be Glued, like, I have used that before with my lace front because you can put the lace down on your hair or whatever, your hairline or whatnot, on the wig cap or whatever. So I've used that before. But I just didn't understand, like, what made her think she could go get some fucking Gorilla Glue that you use on fucking wood and nettle. It's a whole line of products that is used for, like, industrial shit, household shit, like,
and another thing that got me was, like, okay, so you ran out of Got to Be hairspray, right?
Right.
And you didn't have any Gorilla Snot gel, right? So you said, let me go to the store. So you went past the hair care aisle.
Exactly.
And
you went to the hardware department.
And said, you know what? I'm going to use this Gorilla Glue instead.
Well, that bitch deserves her scalp to fall off. Because you dumb. That was just stupid. Stupid as hell. And it don't make no sense. And I don't feel sorry for her. And just dumb as hell. Dumb with a capital D. Ugh.
Well, that dumb bitch.
And then it gets worse because I'm thinking, like, oh, this poor girl, she's so young and she don't know no better. We all done stupid stuff at one time.
She's 40.
Excuse me, this woman is older than me. She is in her 40s. Wait a minute.
I know this is going to sound horrible, but I think the bitch did the shit on purpose and she knew it was going to fuck herself up. And she did it because she wanted to be famous. Because now she's like trying to, like, I guess, profit off.
She's selling t-shirts.
Like, you did that shit on purpose. And everybody fell for it. Feeling sorry for you. I don't feel sorry for you, bitch.
I know everybody ain't fall for some dumb stuff.
Well, not
but
everybody.
I know.
But I'm saying, you know, there are some people who are like, oh my God.
I laughed at them.
And they're donating the money to her GoFundMe. And girl, bye. Ain't nobody got time for that.
The doctor said it costs X amount of money to do it. And she got like $3,000 extra on top of that.
Wow.
I was like, what?
But then she got but the doctor did it for free. So really, she didn't pay for
shit. She got all them.
Oh no, because now GoFundMe is investigating her ass.
You never gonna see that money.
They show nothing. They said, no ma'am. Investigation.
Okay, that's cute.
That's what they said.
Kind of kiddo.
That's some bullshit.
And I was just like, so I just would like to hear the thought process behind that, because even on days I have very fine hair, so like I really don't need to use a lot of gel. I just put some water on mine and a little bit of gel, and it does what it wants to do. But I just want to know her thought process. When she ran out of the got to be hairspray, and she was like, all right, I don't have anything else in the house to use. Let me use this
girl.
Gorilla glue. And
you know that
another
girl
thing,
had eco gel in there. She did that shit on purpose. She had some eco salad gel in there. Every motherfucking body got eco salad gel. Some kind of gel.
A shining gel.
Some kind of jam.
They got the black one from the dollar store that flake up, but you know, like you just use it for that one time.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then it's like she got kids. So I was like, so your kids was at home and they let you gorilla glue your hair? Because I don't know about anybody else's kids, but my little ones, I be in the bathroom trying to do my hair. That's when we got to have a conversation. They got to go to the bathroom. They want to know what I'm doing. My daughter want to know what I'm doing to my hair. We got to have another conversation about some other stuff. So by the time I finish talking to them, I'm so tired, I don't even want to do my hair at this point. So how old is her kids to let her just be in the bathroom for this long playing with Gorilla Glue?
They're like, you know what, Mom? You're a sorry ass mother. You deserve this shit.
They probably don't like
it. Sound like it.
You deserve to have your scalp. You deserve to be scalped. Period. Like, come on,
baby. Yeah. You don't want no ponytail that bad, bitch.
And you look at it and you try to say, oh, well, it didn't say don't use on hair. No, bitch, it said don't use on your skin. Last time I checked, no hair came from your skin. Ain't that where it grow from?
That's where mine come from. I don't know about us, but that's where mine come from.
I got to agree.
So you can't be like, well, they didn't say don't put it on my head, bitch. Shut up. You sound stupid. You sound stupid to say shut the fuck up.
So let's ask a real, you know what I'm saying, bottom line question. When you dumb shit and you open up a GoFundMe, as soon as you reach that amount, should you just withdraw the money? Because if you wait long enough and your stupidity is shown to the light, they may freeze your account. So how fast should one take out the money that they get in the GoFundMe when they do dumb shit? That's
there's
the question.
Well, first of all,
they can't take it out immediately. Like, they have to literally, you have to wait like a certain number of days.
Until the amount of time is up. Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah. And if you end up doing stupid shit and you doing shady shit, they gonna catch you before you have a chance to take that money out.
Stupid.
Well,
my mama was at it. They just sound stupid. My mama was stupid.
And another one that Nick has got caught doing some stupid shit. this fool from Texas, I don't know if he's the governor or whatever he is.
Senator. Oh, the Senator Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Senator.
This fool said, he said, listen, this is too much. I got to go. I got to get my family the fuck up out of here. And then the story went from him escorting his daughters down to Mexico.
Putting on them babies.
So now he just was going down there and coming right back. So, you know, niggas don't have nothing but time now. We are literally stuck in the house. People have time. So they found out that he had a return date for Saturday. So he was going to be down there for quite some time. He was supposed to come back Saturday. So then he changed his plan, so he came back this morning, I believe. Then the New York Times got a hold of the wife's text messages. So apparently this was like they were trying to get a whole little adult group thing going on. So they was asking neighbors if they wanted to come. They were asking friends if they wanted to come down to Mexico. Sir. And the thing that trips me out about this is that people aren't really all that upset about it. Because, like, Texas is fucked up right now. Like, it's bad in Texas right now. And people aren't really pissed about that. Like, wow, like, you left and these people are fucked up. They are more concerned about this man leaving his dog than actually being like, oh, he left his dog. He left his dog. And the people are mad about him leaving his dog. This Texas is going to shit. They have nothing. There's nothing in the stores. People's homes are damaged. Like, there's icicles in the damn chandeliers. People have no roofs. It's water everywhere. And if it ain't water, it's ice. People haven't had power for like 4 or 5 days. And it sucks because these people went to the supermarket to buy groceries so they could prepare, only to lose power. So now they outside burying their stuff out in the garden, like out in the grass in the snow, to try to preserve it because they didn't spend their money. And you want an economy flight to Cancun? Your dumbass didn't even book a private plane. Your ass took a regular old flight.
He probably flew American.
He took a regular ass flight. Sir, what are you doing?
Let me tell you. Them senators, they take regular ass flights. Anytime I go to D.C., there's always a fucking senator on my damn plane. They take regular, smuggler ass flights. And my plane is small. Mm-hmm. It feels private. Mm-hmm. Only 50 people on it.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And then you tried to blame that shit on them babies. Oh, my daughters wanted to take a trip. So no, bitch, they gonna freeze with the rest of us. The fuck? What you? So you just wanted to take a little trip on down to Cabo. You just wanted to go down on to Mexico. Like you just
went
like that's the place
Cancun.
You trip.
Cancun.
You just wanted to go down there. You just was like, of all the places I want to go, you know what? I want to go to Cancun. I want to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
I ain't going to front. I don't really care for old boy. But it do sound like y'all hating a little bit.
Look, listen, I could book me a flight to anywhere at this point.
Motherfucker say the nigga take regular, smegular commercial airlines instead of taking a
they
jet.
Do.
Now, if a nigga would have took a jet, they'd be like, he wasting taxpayer money, Jay, making nigga in a jet. Why he couldn't take regular, schmegular commercial airline? You know what I'm saying? Like, he can't win. The motherfucker children say, yo, dad, I want to go out the country. Let's go out the country. If he don't, oh, you a bad father. You don't do shit. You letting the job take you. Like, what the fuck? He can't win.
Sir, that sounds good if it was like a regular ass day in Texas. But being that Texas just, first of all, they had a blizzard, a whole blizzard.
He a senator.
Okay.
He can't do shit. He can't do
he
shit.
He never could do shit.
So what the fuck
I
they need him here for?
I...
Let me get my ass out of here so I don't have to be on the roads.
Lord. Well, the good news is Beto and Ocasio-Cortez, they raised $2 million, and then Big Body Biden said that it's a national, what is it? It's a disaster over there, and he's sending relief, and he coming to go visit. So somebody's doing something. They getting something. This nigga was in Mexico while people was raising money for the state that he's a senator in.
All right, another sidebar. How many of y'all got 7-Elevens in your area?
I do.
Me.
All right. Yeah, now they got them little cookies in the front that they make.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, them bags is the noisiest fucking things in the world. I'm sitting here trying to dig into the bag. Hopefully y'all don't hear the fucking shit rattling. The shit is noisy. It's all fucking hell. I got to put shit on mute to get a fucking oatmeal raisin cookie. It don't make no sense that that shit is that fucking noisy.
Not only that, but what is them bags made out of? Them things got to be made out of tissue paper. Because I don't understand.
I don't know what the fuck
they
made out of. They're made out of fucking Christmas decoration paper.
That is the flimsiest bag. Like, you put one thing in it and they got a hole in it. Wait, how the fuck? This shit is a bag of chips. How the fuck the bag is... All right, y'all. Is it going to tear the bag?
A sticker up, ripped through the bag? God damn it. Yeah. Bullshit. But anyway, I apologize.
I'm with you, Ron. I'll see you on that.
I had to get that cookie because I got the munchies like a motherfucker.
Oh, them things... What is that? That the apple? What is it? The apple?
Apple fritter, nigga. The apple fritter with coffee in the morning.
Let me tell you something. Okay, listen.
What are y'all talking about? I stepped away. How do you stop?
At the 7-Eleven, early in the morning, on your way to work, you stop by 7-Eleven. You get you a cup of coffee and an apple fritter. That will change your life. Well, you can't anymore, but it'll change your life. These things are so good. I like it when they fresh.
So does everybody here drink coffee? I don't drink coffee.
Well, I don't.
I do. I like cold brew.
I drink it every now and again.
I like tea. I'm a tea person.
And
I
remember when Dunkin' Donuts used to be the shit. Ryan, you remember when Dunkin' Donuts, you get that Dunkin' Donuts coffee and be good?
Man, listen, Dunkin' Donuts was the shit before you. Starbucks was the shit. And then Starbucks came and started slapping niggas.
Nah, don't you take your ass to Dunkin' Donuts now. Either you're going to do one or two things all day. You're going to be peeing or you're going to be shitting all day fucking around with Dunkin' Donuts now. I don't know what they did to their recipes, but, like, that coffee, either you're going to be peeing all day or you're going to be shitting all day. One or the other.
Well, I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
Hold on.
If you're drinking coffee, you can prepare to move your bowels before lunch. No, you know what I'm saying? Prepare to move. And God forbid you a smoker. You smoke a nigga, a Black and Mild, an apple fritter, and a cup of coffee. Nigga, I can't get through my first job without taking the shit, nigga. It don't happen.
You crazy? These niggas.
Oh, my bad. That's too much information.
My bad. I apologize.
Sorry, isn't it going?
I be stopping my job, putting that shit in the knock gun status, running to the fucking Walmart to, oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Not the Walmart.
So, boom. I walk into...
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
A national
story time with Ron. Story time with Ron. What happened, Ron?
And
so, boom.
I'm waiting for the men's bathroom. And it's locked. So I explained, I said, is there a key for this? She said, no, if it's locked, that means somebody's in. Yeah, I figured as much. She said, but they're both single use. So you can use the men's or the women's. Say less, I'm in there. Boom, I go in the
women's. Forever using the women's restroom. Forever using the women's restroom. But okay.
It ain't forever, nigga.
If he gotta go, he gotta go, and he going now, and that's it.
In this show, he done used the women's restroom twice.
Well, I mean, it's happened before. It ain't on a regular though. Anyways, nigga, listen. So I go on my side. Usually, I go in the bathroom. Whether they have the little pull down shits or not to put over the toilet, I usually wipe the toilet off. You know what I'm saying? Regardless. So I go to pull some toilet paper out, a little wipe toilet paper. I look at the toilet seat.
I'm like, nigga, is that pubic hair? Is that fucking shavings? Is that vagina shavings on this? Like, well, yo, it was the dirtiest fucking toilet seat
I have ever seen. I'm like, yo, y'all women are fucking disgusting. What is wrong with y'all?
Y'all,
as women, y'all are fucking disgusting. Get your shit together.
Okay. All right. Okay. We need to get that shit together.
Y'all bring fucking children through that shit. Y'all got the nerve to make it fucking dirty your bathroom up like that. Get your shit together. This shit is fucking ridiculous.
Sorry, Ron, that you came across some nasty ass women.
My fucking blood.
Tell Lord. Tell Lord.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I go off on tangent. Please excuse me.
All righty. Bless your heart.
Which are nasty. Nasty. I can tell you stories about fucking women's bathrooms that women have told me too. Shit on the walls and stalls.
Man, listen. You would think some. Ugh. That's why I rarely use the public bathroom. Rarely. And as of late, I've been drinking a whole lot of water, so I have to pee a lot more. So even going into some. Like, I drink, enough water to be like, damn, I am pissing a river. And these chicks, it's in the doggone airport. They nasty. Nasty. I'm like, yo, the fuck? Like, I will even go up and be like, you know what? I'm going to go up to the crew room and use the bathroom. Depending on where I'm coming in, which terminal, I'll go up to the crew room. Them bitches nasty, too. I'm like, you know what? I'm better off waiting for the cleaners to come into the doggone bathroom on the airplane after they finish cleaning. I know they done cleaned it, so guess what? I'm gone.
Wow.
MTT. And what you mean? I know they cleaned it. Listen.
True.
Bitches is nasty. And I'm going to tell you who got the cleanest bathroom. That doggone Chick-fil-A. Let me tell you something. They got the cleanest bathroom. Chick-fil-A. Them and sometimes, and depending on where you stop at a sheet, they got clean restrooms.
Some of that shit, I'm not sitting my ass on that. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. Nope, you nasty bitches. Nope. Who raised you?
Even when I was working at City and would go into the bathroom, yo, listen. Ew. Who
raised you wolves.
Sorry.
Oh, Lord. Sorry.
You taking that
your
shit
mama
personal.
You like this. Your mama didn't raise you like that. That's just nasty.
Maybe they did, though. Maybe they did.
Well, you were poorly raised.
I'm looking at it. Yo, I'm looking at somebody. I'm looking at a next door neighbor where she's raising her children like you would call a werewolf.
Okay. The one who,
like, no, for real.
The one, the hot dog cheering.
Mm.
Is the hot dog
cheering?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What the hell is the hot dog children? What the fuck? Wait,
you remember
minute.
The story about the hot dog?
What happened with the hot dogs? Don't tell me they was playing with the hot dogs.
No, you took it too far. No. I can't remember the whole story. It's Ron's story.
I'm smoking.
Ron,
I ain't got no time for bullshit.
Okay. This nigga's gonna die. Nigga, you done? Are you finished?
Oh, I got a time limit?
Nigga.
I just wanted
to. Tell the fucking story.
I just wanted to know what happened with the hot dogs.
Listen, it wasn't even hot dogs. It was hot dogs, but I had made them something to eat, and they ain't want to eat no good fucking food. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I don't eat oodles and noodles and being the sausage in my house. That's just not in my diet, so I don't have that here to feed them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I fed them some good fucking food. You know what I'm saying? Look, they eat my shit. So, you know what I'm saying? My daughter happened to be here, and she made them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? She went over to her house. She had some hot dogs. Some motherfuckers killed the fucking hot dogs. I'm like, these fucking ghetto-ass motherfucking children. I forgot what I made them exactly what it was, but it was something. It was nice and colorful and green and tasty. And, you know what I'm saying?
Had some
flavor to it.
And some broccoli.
Some shit.
Salmon.
I don't fucking remember.
Nigga, you only fix so much food that people would want to eat. Because definitely you ain't fixing no soy bacon.
But it wasn't even, like, no extra shit like cauliflower rice or no shit. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no extra shit. It was just regular shit, but it was just good for you shit.
Okay.
Might have been some shrimp for their ass. I don't know. Fuck it. I bet they won't get it again. I'll tell you that shit.
Yeah, that's one thing.
I ain't gonna tell y'all about
that.
The fucking. Matter of fact, I ain't gonna get into.
What?
That's one thing I don't
nope.
play with about my kids eating.
What?
Oh, you gonna eat what you get on your plate, and that's it. That's it. You ain't getting nothing special. None of that.
I mean, it is what it is. That people raise their own children, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now you know. Next time, make them niggas peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Fuck that. I like my peanut butter and my jelly. I see
okay.
This is what I'm saying. No, nigga.
What?
I got good jelly.
Well, next time, make they ass a wish sandwich then. Fuck it.
What's that fucking spread, preservative spread? You spread that shit on your joint. That shit is good, man.
What?
Oh, yes.
What?
Yes, it is.
What?
I'm sorry. I love the children.
Okay, you love the children. But what was you not going to say?
You just a fucking troublemaker. That's all the fuck you are. You just a fucking troublemaker.
But now we want to know what you was gonna say.
I don't give a fuck. I don't
right.
know. No, I don't remember.
Yes, you do, Ron. Don't be like that. We enjoy your story. We enjoy story time with Ron. We enjoy it. Come on.
Not gonna do it.
Yes, you are.
I need you, bro. They trying to put me under pressure. Come on,
nigga,
man. Get me out the eyes.
You good, man. Oh, shit.
What you listening to, Dre? What you listening to now?
I just downloaded
the back of his eyelids.
Ivy Kelly.
Oh, shit.
Dude,
not the back of his eyelids.
And some nigga named K-Slump is like a, I guess it's some new kind of clump music or whatever. And the name of the song is called Yo Ho Gonna Get Slayed. Shit dope.
That sounds stupid as hell.
For the last few months, I've been banging this dude off and on. You familiar with St. John?
Yeah.
You fuck with him?
Nobody knows who the fuck that is. Nobody knows. Nobody cares.
Shut up!
You need to look him up. Yeah. Right.
Nobody cares.
I mean, of course, when I ain't listening to my Glenn Jones and shit, and my motherfucking Alexander O'Neill, motherfucking how
are you? I don't know. Why are you trying to listen to these young-ass people? You kind of bop.
You got to be well-versed. You got to be versatile. You got to be able to, know what I'm saying, have conversations with a multitude of generations. You got to meet them where they are. You can't ask them to come to you. Come on, now you got to be a man of the people. See, what you're doing right now is you're thinking very small-minded. You got to open your mind. Sis.
What? What? Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Y'all dumb. Y'all
are
dumb.
And that sounded real good, too, Ron. I was like, yeah. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Nah, that's real
and
tough right there. And plus, you got to realize I got an 18-year-old, so she's trying to, you know what I'm saying? I can't let her out-cool me yet. Not yet, nigga.
Nigga, you is not cool. You're not cool.
That's not nice. This nigga.
Yeah.
God damn it.
What you do?
Got the crab balls.
You drop your blunt?
I got crab balls in the oven. And my fucking, them shits is fucking pygmy balls now. They all burnt up.
Mmm.
Wait a minute. You got what in the oven?
Crab cakes.
You said crab balls.
Yeah, but they balls.
Crab balls. You should call them crab cakes. Okay. Don't call them crab balls because I don't think crabs have balls.
But they're cakes in the size of in the shape of balls, so they're crab balls.
Crab cakes.
You know, usually I don't put balls in my mouth, but them shits is tasty.
Crab cakes.
You know, I'm known for eating cakes. No, I'm the cake eater. My apologies.
Your breakfast looks like trash.
My breakfast?
Somebody posted breakfast. It was like they fixed breakfast or whatever, but that shit looked like trash.
Oh, I thought you were trying to throw shots, nigga. I made breakfast the other day. My shit was delicious, nigga.
If it had soy bacon with it, it was disgusting.
Yo, you gonna stop throwing shots at my motherfucking dietary choices?
No, I'm not. I'm gonna keep doing it until I see fit.
Oh, man, she's
no,
still
nigga.
Talking about that damn
nah,
thing.
Nah, nigga, this shit is right. But, I mean, I did make some turkey bacon. I made some soy bacon with it. But I made fried fish, cheese grits, eggs, and pancakes and bacon. That shit was bacon.
Okay, so I would like the next time I would like the fried fish. Wait a minute, these grits, is these soy grits? What type of grits is these? Regular grits?
What the fuck is a soy grit?
Girl.
Thank you. Thank you. See, she's trying to play me now. See, now she's just trying to be fucking ignorant. For no fucking reason, she's trying to have jokes. Nigga said, wait, what kind of grits is these? What the fuck you trying to say, nigga?
You are the first person I've ever met in my whole entire life to eat soy bacon. So, nigga, you might know some shit that I don't know, that grits is not necessary, don't even come from the cornmeal no more. I don't know. Did you find a new grit?
That bitch said, "Did you find a new grit?" I cannot.
What?
He said, "Is that a soy grit?" I'm not fucking with you no more, ever again.
Yes, you will. The lies you tell yourself. Whatever.
Sounded good.
Right. It sounded like, oh well, I ain't talking to her no more forever.
Whatever.
Nigga, you here forever.
Whatever.
Don't whatever me, Negro.
But yeah, you ain't getting no fucking grits, none of that shit, nigga. Soy or non soy.
Why not? Because I like, I don't want no soy. I don't want none of that shit. I don't want none of that shit. I want some grits.
So, she's still talking shit. How she talking shit and then ordering at the same time?
Yo, she...
Thank you. Exactly. Talking shit and ordering. Ain't that some shit? All right, so let me ask y'all a question. With cheese grits, what kind of cheese do y'all use in your cheese grits?
No.
I like American cheese. I like American cheese.
Cheese don't go on no goddamn grits. Just like grits don't get it. Ain't no sugar in no fucking grits.
Yes, you do.
All right, so whoever said American, I fuck with you, but try Gouda.
Who just walks? Nigga, listen. Who walks around the grocery store and goes to the, excuse me, can you point me to the Gouda for my grits?
First of all, they probably won't cut you no Gouda because I don't know if they're going to have none in the back. Most, the easiest kind will probably be Sorrento makes a Gouda, a sliced one. But, yeah.
Please, ma'ams, and please, sir, point me in the.
I'm just saying, she's good. She's good, nigga.
No, the
nigga, you starting to expand your diet, and you starting to see how shit be good that you thought before wasn't good. Come on now, stop fronting. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're better than that.
Gouda is good in macaroni and cheese.
See what I'm saying? See, now I got one cosigner. Can I get a two? Can I get two?
Because we use the Cracker Barrel. Well, I shouldn't say we. Mark uses the Cracker Barrel, the block cheese when he makes macaroni and cheese, and he uses the Gouda. It's tasty. And the Age Reserve, I think it's Age Reserve cheddar.
See what I'm saying? Dre gave a that's two. That's two right there. So now I got two. See what I'm saying? My Sam Uppers come around. You got to open your Brunny Horizons, Kitty. I want you to try the soy bacon.
I don't know. That's a bit much. That's pushing it.
All right, can we start with soy sausage? Can we start with soy sausage?
You asking for a lot. That's a lot.
Links or patties. You want links or patties?
God damn it, because I'm fat, so I'll try it, but I don't.
You stupid. You said I'm fat.
I like to eat. I'll try it. I'll try it.
So the other day, I made some chili. And, you know, I put, like, maybe four different kind of beans in it. You know, put your little provisions in it. Yeah. I had onions and peppers and all that, whatever, whatever. But then I put some crumbles in there. And crumbles is like the equivalent of ground beef, but soy. I put some crumbles in that bitch. Man.
Okay.
That was some of the best chili a nigga ever had. And I'm a chili connoisseur. So I'm just saying.
See,
you know,
my thing with everybody chili. See, okay, here's the thing though. I don't care if y'all take my black card. I don't fuck with spicy shit like that. And I know.
Oh no,
mine
is more sweet.
Okay, cool. Okay, because people, you're not gonna have me in the bathroom crying after I eat this chili. The answer is no. I don't fuck with hot stuff. Like, I use a little bit. Like my hot tolerance is red hot sauce. That's it. Anything above that, like, once we start getting to, like, shit where you need to sign a waiver to buy it, that's too much for me, and that's not for me.
You stupid. Right. You said it's a waiver for real?
No,
it's a
hot
woman
sauce.
I work with, man, you gotta sign that shit to get it. And that shit, man, you can smell the damn heat on that motherfucking machine. That shit at work.
Yeah, it's a hot sauce. I forgot the name of it. But yeah, when you buy it, you have to sign a waiver. Like, that's how hot it is. And it's like, you don't even need, you just need like two drops, if that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
think that's the one they call Rich Your Ass on Fire.
I think it might be. It might be something different up here. But it's a hot sauce that's too fucking hot. Like, I'm not signing my life away to eat no damn hot sauce. I'm not going to do that. I'm okay without it.
No,
I'm okay
without
it.
Nah, nigga,
nah.
You gangster though, but nah, nigga. I thought you was
no,
gangster.
No, I'm not. No, I don't
Cutting
know who told you that.
I said, ain't that your name?
Mm-hmm. No. No, that's not. That's not my name at all.
Taylor.
No, it's not.
That ain't your name. Mm-hmm. That ain't your name.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Two jokes. Two jokes. No. That's your name, Two Jokes Taylor.
No. I don't know who told you that, but they lied. No, I do not
Killer
fuck with
Keish? That's not you, Killer Keish? No?
Mm-mm. Well, no, they told you a story.
And all of a sudden, you're acting like a punk. All right, my bad. I got you mistaken with someone else.
Hey, listen. I like my asshole. You could call me a punk all you want. That's fine. I'm not eating nothing that damn hot. You understand me? No, I'm just not. Mm-hmm. Ain't gonna have me in the bathroom crying.
Yeah, I don't fuck with hot sauce and all that shit.
I said red hot is as far as I go.
When I was living back in New York, I had went to a farmer's market one time and we had some hot sauce on sale, and I know my mother likes that. So I went and got a couple of bottles, you know what I'm saying, gave them to her. And she tried one of them shits and was like, oh, this is good, blah, blah, blah. I tried the next one. It was like, you know what, boy, if you ever bring me something this hot again, I will punch you in your fucking face. It was just entirely too hot for her. So I know, you know what I'm saying, if it was too hot for her, it was like ridiculous. But now me, my shit is sweet. I don't fuck with all that hot shit.
Oh, well, that's fine. I'll try that. But that other shit where, you know what I'm saying, you eat it and you start sweating, that shit is not for me. No. I ain't about that life. I'm okay.
I ain't about that neither. I like my shit savory with some flavors to it. You know what I'm saying? When I say sweet, I don't mean like candy. I mean, I'm saying a nice little, you know what I'm saying, a sweetness to it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Flavors.
That's cool. That is cool.
I don't want no food that I eat and then I automatically start sweating. Sweating and choking, that is not for me when it comes to my food.
So the other day I had some sushi, and when I eat sushi, I put my wasabi on it.
See,
my daughter, she says, now to me, the difference is when I eat hot sauce, that's hot from the tongue down. Wasabi is hot from the tongue up. You know what I mean? I can deal with that heat. You know what I mean? Tongue up, I can deal with that. So I put the wasabi on my sushi and put the ginger on top of that. So my daughter came and grabbed my plate of my sushi and ate and didn't see the wasabi on it because the ginger was on top of it.
Oh, poor thing. Oh, my God. Poor baby.
Mad as hell.
That shit was hilarious.
I know she was sick.
That's a chick meaty ass kid.
Sometimes they just got to learn. You just can't be grabbing stuff off my plate. You just can't do that.
You see what I'm saying?
My aunt was married to this dude named Robert. God rest his soul. This motherfucker would get anything out the side of the road and took it. So we went to he was having this damn party.
He would what?
if he see a rat or a turtle or shit like that, he'll get it and he'll fucking pick it. This motherfucker, man, we went over there and he was having this little damn get together for March Madness and shit, you know, basketball. So me and my cousin, my hot son, we don't know what the motherfucker was cooking. All we know, that shit smelled like barbecue chicken. You know, that shit was smelling good as a motherfucker. So we was like, damn, Robert, what you in there cooking? Ah, oh, boy, you don't know about this. All he was saying, nigga, I ain't never in my life had motherfucking barbecue fucking rabbit. I'm like, I'm weeing that motherfucker like, we just canned this shit up. And then he was like, I tell you, he was like, damn, man, this shit chicken is good as hell. Where you get that? How you get it all fat and meaty and shit? They're like, boy, ain't no damn chicken, that's a rabbit. Look over in the corner, the goddamn head sitting over there just chilling.
Mm.
And then I was like, yeah, fuck, that's start asking questions, boy. Fuck around doing that grass on you, what you gonna be in that motherfucker eat?
See, that is that country shit. That is some country shit right there, see?
Like, you know what I'm saying? You can eat it. It's like you gotta be prepared for it, you know what I'm saying? Like you man, I want some rabbit. But then you be like, shit. Let me prepare for this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Let me get my taste buds right. Just can't be going up in that motherfucker munching willy nilly.
Yeah, that's not gonna really please anybody's stomach on this side of the town. No, I'm good. Thank you. No, thank you.
So that further lets me know that I shouldn't be just coming by for a visit. And, oh, I just want to know.
No, that would mean nothing. Like, I ain't the type of person to do that, man. If I'm with, if you know what I'm saying, I'll tell you what it is. I ain't going to tell you, but, you know, people got allergies.
The fact that the nigga got lunch or dinner or whatever meal you want to call it from the side of the fucking road.
Let me know. My best friend Bob was saying, we were still dealing on the side of the road. He'd be like, oh, that's a good eating right there. And we'll pull over and throw it.
Oh, what? A deer. A deer? Oh, Lord.
A deer.
Y'all out there eating Bambi? Okay.
Nigga, that's
girl, not me. I'm the same. I be saying the same thing. I will not eat Bambi. No. I'm sorry. Can't do it. Nope. No deer for me.
All right. So let me ask y'all a question. Why won't y'all eat Bambi? Because it's roadkill or because it's a deer?
Because it's fucking Bambi.
But you know what? That's what they, but I mean, down here, they hunt deer. So it's not necessarily
exactly.
The roadkill. Like, they
yeah, it's just
to cook them
it's
up.
Just a,
Yeah, they do that in Indianapolis too. That they have open hunting season for deers and shit because they be overpopulating, so they open it up so people can, you know, get rid of them. But it's Bambi. Like, I'm good. No, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't want no parts. I'm not gonna eat Bambi. I'm not gonna eat Thumper. I'm not.
Me neither.
I'm not eating none of that.
Yep. I have bunnies.
Me eat none of that.
Nigga, why can't I think of a cute cow's name right now? Why can't I think of a cute cow's name right now? Because y'all eat that motherfucker, though.
It's Daisy.
Okay,
Daisy.
Listen. Now, let
Daisy,
me tell
the
you
milk
something
cow.
Right now.
She the milk cow.
I'm going to go ahead and eat Essie. I'm going to eat Essie. I'm
no,
sorry.
That's her name. Essie,
Daisy.
Not Daisy.
Essie don't
Daisy.
Even sound cute. Essie sound like,
that's
you know what I'm saying,
Essie.
A fucking
no, I said
a
Daisy.
Dry pussy white woman.
No, the milk
oh,
cow.
Lord.
That is her name. Essie, the milk that cow.
Not a dry foot. Okay.
He's done.
That's what Effie sound like. You know what I'm saying? A Caucasian woman that ain't had sex in multiple decades.
Wow.
Oh,
God. Anyone disagree? Anyone?
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't,
on
that's not
on
the
twice.
I didn't get that from that name, but okay.
you didn't get that.
I don't know where you got that from, but okay. Whatever.
We not on the same page with that one?
Absolutely not.
No, no.
I don't know where that came from. That's so random. Yeah.
That's what Essie reminds me of.
Hot mess.
Oh, so yeah, right, but guys. Y'all eat Essie, though. Y'all eat Essie.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but y'all
I sure
won't
would.
Eat fucking
sure
Bambi.
Yeah. Because
it's
Bambi.
Bullshit.
We don't have no show. We don't have no Disney shows about Essie the cow.
The cow you jumped know, over the moon, nigga.
That don't matter.
Because burger tastes good.
Jump right on over the moon and right onto my plate is what happened.
On the frying pan.
Jump right
yeah.
on over the
oh,
moon
Lord.
Right onto
oh,
my plate.
Lord. Yeah, no, we don't have,
oh,
you know,
Lord.
We have these Disney classics and things, you know, the shows we grew up with when we were kids. We didn't have a show for her, you know?
Nigga, there ain't no Disney classics about no fucking cow, nigga.
I said that. That's what I just said, you dummy. Didn't you hear what I said? I said, for Bambi.
Whoa, I was repeating it. Whoa. Why you come for me, son?
Oh, I thought you said, well,
son,
Sam, I said that. Misunderstood. Sorry. Moving
your
on.
Son, why are you coming for me, son?
Okay.
Because I'm tired and my head hurts and I'm ready to go to bed.
There you come
for
me,
son? Get ready to go. Okay. So, yeah.
You
so,
me,
I got to be up. I got to be up at 8 o'clock. I got to be working at the store at 10.
Yo, why
so,
are you coming for me, son?
I'm not wrong.
Ain't nobody coming for you, nigga.
Calm down.
Oh, Lord.
And so I won't be here next week. Just letting y'all know I have a engagement for work.
Oh shit.
So I
you
have
ain't
an engagement.
Got no job, man.
Okay.
Not you ain't got no job.
He can keep telling me that.
That's fine. Okay, girl. That's fine.
What y'all doing at work? What y'all doing? What y'all doing?
We have an outing today.
Oh,
you
have
an
outing. Oh, y'all getting dressed up outing, or it's like a rugged, like in the woods type outing? What kind of outing?
No, it's just like a happy hour thing that we doing. I'm on the fun committee at work, so I have to
the
be there.
The fun committee?
Yeah.
I remember shit like that. I remember need that shit like that.
Me too.
The fun committee. That's real cute. Get somebody real drunk and you know what I'm saying, and get them fired.
No. I don't do that. Mind my business.
That would be fun, though. That would be epic.
Yeah.
So somebody, like some mushrooms, somebody that you don't like, slip them some mushrooms or some shit.
No. Mm-mm.
Why are you
like
trying to get me sent to jail?
You better leave them mushrooms alone, people. Leave them mushrooms alone.
I don't know nothing about none of that.
You see that Asian lady right there? Take
where
this tray to her.
What Asian lady?
Take this trade out right there.
Oh my gosh! Shut up, Ron. He's go smoke the blunt.
Excuse me, Pedro. Yes, Benaki. Yeah, you see that?
Not
Benaki. Right with
the
red
God.
Jacket.
No.
You take out the red jacket. Mm-hmm. Yeah, take him this drink. No, this drink right
this
here.
This is
take him
painful
that
to hear. This is painful to hear.
Mm-hmm. Why
stop,
is this painful?
Making
for the
year.
Big
Yo, I have one question. Have anybody ever had an ear infection as an adult?
No,
I did.
Yes.
Too old for that.
I did when I was pregnant with the boys.
Oh my God!
You're pregnant?
No. No, girl. We don't know. We don't know. No,
God,
we don't
look,
know.
I see.
No, I couldn't hear. I literally couldn't hear. I couldn't hear out of my ear. It sounded like it was underwater. I just got my hearing back like 3 days ago.
Like, you ever been so exhausted with somebody? My, just. All right,
hey,
where is the white woman? You need to go to bed.
You know
it's
what I think it was with
do,
your ear? I think it was the fact that it was the infection was a clogging because you talk so much bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like it clogged up your ear.
Okay.
So
whatever, you're entitled to your opinion. You know, opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one, and I don't give a damn about anyone's opinion of me. So, you know. Get in line.
No,
with
I'm just saying. I was giving a prognosis, actually. It's more of a
mm-mm.
prognosis. Yeah.
Lies. You are lies.
Where is the white woman?
Good night.
Everybody wants the white woman.
It's time to cue the white woman. It's time. Everyone needs to go to bed at this point. It's time. What do you mean when I do? You especially need to go to bed. You know what?
I'm really sleepy.
Why you want the white woman so bad? Oh, man.
Why you want the white woman so bad?
I miss you guys. It's been forever since we've all been together. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll be all right. Hey. Okay, so we're getting ready to go. All right. Y'all be good. See you next week.
Good night.
Deuces.
Good night.